let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue.
A little bit of Frank Sinatra for you this morning. I hope that gets you going, gets your engine started. Good morning and welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am indeed Paul Molloy, and along with my partner, Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us. It's Tuesday, October the 20th, and we got 2 weeks exactly between now and the election. We will be talking in a few minutes with Larry White. He has authored a book called Confessions of a Zen Narcissist. That title alone intrigued me to get him on the air. Confessions of a Zen Narcissist, which, by the way, he says was a personal disorder, a malady. And many people call Donald Trump a narcissist, as you know. So we're going to talk with Larry and ask him whether or not he agrees with that. So stay tuned. And speaking of Trump, the president said this morning he wants an even bigger stimulus package than House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Didn't Nancy have a $2.2 trillion package? He wants to spend more? Where the hell is he going to get the money? Does that sound like a Republican speaking? Well, we're going to get some feedback on this, and a decision by the debate commission to mute microphones during this Thursday's Trump-Biden go-round from the proprietor of the barber pole, Andrew Cerasi. And some somber news about Rush Limbaugh. We're going to talk about the latest in his cancer battle this morning. And speaking of Rush, in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 most popular radio shows. Which one am I in the top 10, do you think? Freedom Works. We'll find out. By the way, Freedom Works is sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That is just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. Best haircut in town, my friends. But you got to call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. Unless we forget, good morning, America. Stay tuned for Good Morning America. Every morning starts your day, Monday through Friday. They're on from 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Paul and Tracy Allen got going with the latest in news, entertainment, sports, you name it. Good morning, Clearwater. All right. Well, Trump, you know, he gets on Fox and Friends every morning. And he gets quoted a lot. You know, from going on there. I guess Fox and Friends, because of Trump, has pretty good ratings. So he's on there today, this morning. He says that he would support a coronavirus relief package that would be even bigger than Nancy Pelosi's. Now, hers is $2.2 trillion. Does this sound like a Republican talking? I mean, $2.2 trillion. Of course, nobody cares where the money is coming from right now. We're using the virus as, I guess, an excuse to spend money left and right. So who gives a damn where it comes from? We'll, you know, eat, drink, and be merry now because we won't worry about tomorrow. You know, that kind of thing. So here's Trump. Let me just explain. I want to do it even bigger than the Democrats. He says, not every Republican agrees, but they will. But they will. I want to do it even bigger because this is money going to people who did not deserve what happened to them. Now, last night, when he was at, I'm not sure where he was all over the place, got to give him credit, he said, we're going to win. He said, I wouldn't have said that 2 or 3 weeks ago. I am more excited today than I was 2 weeks ago. Now, while public polls show Trump behind Biden nationally, look at the battleground states. They are getting tight.
And the Trump campaign says its own polling shows a clear path to victory. Now, I've been hearing about all this voting by mail, and I guess we've started here in Florida early voting, where you can go to certain locations and put, you know, with your ballot and hand it off. I think so far, everybody expected the Democrats are going to vote more by mail, the Republicans are going to vote more by going to the polls on Election Day. But from everything I've heard, based on whether it was Republicans or Democrats going for early voting and mail-in voting, apparently the Republicans are keeping up with the Democrats. So if they're keeping up with the Democrats in the early voting and the Republicans are going to outnumber them at the polls, it sounds pretty good for Trump. I don't know. You know, nobody knows for sure. But everybody likes to conjecture about what's going on. Now, we're going to talk a little bit later with Andrew Ceresi, the master barber, about this thing with the debates. Now, the debates are coming the day after tomorrow. And the commission says it's going to mute Trump and Biden during the two-minute response times allotted to their opponent. Now, maybe that'll be a good thing for Trump, not to interfere or talk over Joe Biden. Let Joe Biden talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Sometimes Joe Biden is his own worst enemy when he talks. And that might be a good thing. But there is a question about whether or not the commission, which apparently is somewhat partisan, if you look at who the commission, the members, they tend to be, I think every one of them tends to be, let's put it this way, they're not fans of Donald Trump. And even the moderator, a contributor to Democratic candidates. So, you know, the fix is in, we know that. The thing would be, I think, on the debate, is to allow both candidates to talk on a particular issue without cutting them off too quickly, especially with this Biden thing. Now, the moderator, I mean, I'll take bets on whether or not she's even going to bring it up. So Trump will be ready. He'll bring it up at some point. But perhaps they won't allow him to talk too long on it without coming up with something, some reasoning for shutting down his discussion. I don't know. I don't know. It'll be good theater, though. This will only be the second debate between these two. So now the question we're going to discuss here after the break is whether or not Donald Trump is a narcissist. And what exactly is a narcissist? Is a narcissist actually a very insecure person? Is that what they really are? Well, we're going to talk with Larry White about all of this. He's written a book called Confessions of a Zen Narcissist, right after this break.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's your health and longevity.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Varshu.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
We are back. Freedom Works on a Tuesday. Delighted to have a gentleman by the name of Larry White join us. He has written a book called Confessions of a Zen Narcissist. I find that title very intriguing. A reason alone to pick it up. He is also the president of his own business, Larry White Associates. It's a personnel placement business involved with hospitals and clinic employees. And Larry is very frank in his book. He talks about a disorder that he calls NPD, Narcissistic Personality Disorder. Larry, welcome to Freedom Works.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's our pleasure to have you. And as I told you before we set this up, or during it, I wanted to talk with you about whether or not Donald Trump might exhibit a narcissistic personality. But first, let's start off with your situation. You call it a Zen narcissist. Why is it? What is Zen narcissism?
Well, I've been a practicing Zen Buddhist for ever since college, which is a long time ago. And I feel the fact that I'm a narcissist had nothing to do with Zen. That happened early. By the time I got to college, I was already a narcissist, but I didn't realize it. And the Zen is in there because really how I dealt with it and the fact that I have been able to get over it is really, really related to Zen. Well, we don't have to talk about Zen. That's
all right.
We may not have time to do that, but that's the reason it's in the title.
Larry, explain, what is a narcissist? Is that somebody that is so kind of like in love with themselves? I guess it comes from a Greek word. Tell us exactly what a narcissist is.
Okay, I will. A narcissist is a person who has... narcissism is developed in the home. And I think it's very often a home like mine in which you're not having fighting, nobody gets beaten up, it's a very pleasant environment. But what happens is that the child is manipulated in a sense, not on purpose, to come up with a personality that is called narcissistic personality disorder. Now, there are 9 characteristics of NPD, and if you have 5 of those, you're considered to have a disorder. I think the important thing to realize is that, for example, in my own case, I can speak of that. I think the reason that I ended up being a narcissist was that my father was a weak individual, and he was a strong father figure, and I don't think he was a strong partner figure for my mother. And I think what my mother did, out of really good motivation, she took me at a young age and said, I'm going to create the kind of man I wish I'd married. Now, there's no sexual implication with this, none at all. And so she did. And so I grew up very much my mother's son. And I grew up with a lot of anger because I really wasn't getting my needs met as a child. But the important thing was that I grew up with this. And the characteristics, I'll just run through these real quickly. There's 9 of them.
Well, before you do, if I might, Larry, what is...
Sure, go on.
My question kind of... What is a narcissist? Not what are the things that make one up. What is a narcissist? Is a narcissist a person that is vain? Is he a person that thinks he's the best? Is he in love with himself? What is a narcissist?
Let me tell you, there's nine characteristics, and this answers your question. I think the most important one is a lack of empathy, total lack of empathy. You can't even understand what the word means. I didn't get it at all. But the other characteristics are grandiosity, fantasies of power and success, belief in being special. Being special is very important. Demand for admiration, sense of entitlement, envy of others, arrogance. I think basically okay. What you have is a very insecure person who has developed the concept that his self is the world. So the thing that's really important about a narcissist is to realize that he doesn't know he's a narcissist, that the world he sees is a world that nobody else can understand, but it's the only world that he sees.
Wow.
So whereas he has no empathy, he doesn't even know what empathy is. So he comes across as strong and confident, but what he's really hoping is that if he comes across strong and confident, the rest of the world will teach him that he really is that.
Right.
Because I think that there's a great deal of insecurity behind the narcissist.
Okay. We're talking with Larry White. He's written a book called Confessions of a Zen Narcissist, by the way. I see that it is available on Amazon. Is that correct, Larry?
That is correct. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can get it for nothing. So it's
really?
Go ahead and read it.
Amazon Prime. Okay. So I want to... when did you first realize, hey, I have an issue. I think I'm a narcissist. Did somebody tell you that? Were you in therapy? Did you read a book? Go ahead.
I went through years and years of therapy. I actually got thrown out of therapy one time because of being a narcissist, even though before the term was really defined. But to cut to the chase, my wife was very frustrated with my life of failure. And she herself was in therapy for some of her own issues. And she discussed it with her therapist and said she thought her husband was a narcissist. And the therapist said, well, have him come in and see me. So she asked me to go and see her, and I did. And the therapist confirmed that she thought I was a narcissist. But she said, don't confront him. Don't tell him about it. They don't change. He's not going to change. It's just going to ruin your relationship. She didn't do that. She did confront me. And I read the listing. I read what I just told you, what I just read you of the characteristics. And I broke out in a cold sweat, and I said, my God, that describes my life.
So you had an epiphany at one point just because you heard consider to be the characteristics.
Yeah, but there are two things. I had this epiphany of realizing, yes, I'm a narcissist. But I've been a narcissist at this point for almost 60 years. And so how am I going to drop all the narcissistic characteristics? And the sad point really is that it took me another 20 years to finally have another epiphany in which I dropped all the characteristics. So I continued to manifest as a narcissist, even though I knew I was one, because I didn't know how not to.
So,
and so mm-hmm. for nobody is going to give up. If a person is a narcissist, he's not going to give up being a narcissist. Unless he becomes a real failure and he's hit bottom, and that doesn't happen very often. I was lucky, if you want to put it that way.
So, what was your second epiphany?
The second epiphany, I was really aware of the whole concept of self, and I realized that I had a strong concept of self, and that the whole concept of self was illusory. I mean, it's not a real thing, In 2015, I had an epiphany in which it was kind of a hallucination in which I saw this little self merge into my basic self and not be separate, and something just changed, and the next day I had some experiences where for the first time in my life. I really experienced empathy. I mean, it was a dramatic change.
And did it ease the burden of living? I mean, what were the results of, after the complete realization, did you start doing things differently? Were you saying things differently to people? Or were
yes,
you just were you actually able to generate different thoughts within yourself?
Yes, I was, because what happened was that my judgmentalness went away. I mean, I was able to see people and see things, and even the current political situation without a judgment, without anger. I mean, it was a way of a very different reality. Like today, I'm not a follower of Trump, but I feel sorry for this guy because I can see a lot of my experience as a narcissist in him, and I see this whole political transition that we're coming to, not from an anger position, but from I feel like I'm observing it without judging it, and that was a big new thing for
right.
me. I spent my whole life going from one judgment to another, and one big judgments of right and wrong and good and bad was very, very much a part of my life, and that just dropped. That's not where I am.
Right. We're talking with Larry White. Again, he is the author of a book called Confessions of a Zen Narcissist, and he was good enough to come out and talk about it a little bit. It's available on Amazon. So, Larry, we watched Donald Trump, and everything is, you know, the greatest this or the worst this, right? Everything is like extremes, one way or the other with him. We've done the greatest, with the, you know, this is the greatest in the history, or this is the worst in. Does he exhibit the same kind of, well, first of all, is he a narcissist, yes or no?
Well, I'm not certified or qualified to diagnose a narcissist, but he has been diagnosed by people who are.
Well, he hasn't been diagnosed because they haven't really sat down with him and diagnosed him.
Well,
he has been, but people tend to think he is, right? A lot of people.
His niece wrote a book, and she tends to think he is. She probably comes closest to having. She doesn't know him, so anyway.
Right.
So, answer your question. Yes. I see in Trump my own characteristics magnified. So I diagnosed him before anybody else did, just to my friends, because I see the way he was acting. He was a narcissist, and people who are qualified seem to agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So yes,
you do feel he is.
The thing that's interesting about him is that his grossness and all that, he doesn't understand this. He doesn't, and his lack of empathy and some of the things that he's done, he doesn't understand this. He sees the world very differently.
So do you think he really doesn't understand that he's a narcissist?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't. Oh, I'm sure he doesn't.
Really?
And if you were to ask him about empathy, he would no more know about, be able to understand empathy than a colorblind person would understand red. And it's a very, very good analogy. I was working for the Quakers, and they kept telling me, well, you don't love, you're not empathetic. I don't know what the hell they were talking about. But when I finally did have this experience in 2015, it was spontaneous. I suddenly felt it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen anybody that is always right? Were you at, like, Trump exhibits that kind of a personality, does he not, that he's always right? About something. He knows this is right. You know, he's very rarely makes a mistake. He's almost like, I don't make any mistakes kind of a guy. Which to me would indicate a great insecurity, because people that are really comfortable with themselves actually even go the other way sometimes, you know, and...
That's right.
But go ahead.
Right. No, I was very much like that. I had all the right answers, I thought. I wasn't very successful. I was wonderful at a job interview. Oh, boy, I could get the job. But then when I got the job and had to get out and produce, I wasn't any good at it at all.
So you could sell yourself because you had confidence in being able to talk about yourself.
That's right.
So do you think Trump? Now Trump's become president with his personality. I mean, I would say he, if you're measuring success and whether narcissism can get you there, the prime example of yes is Donald Trump.
Sure, that's right. And
he's at the top of the mountain.
Right. And he thinks he's right in all of the things that he's done. And the interesting thing
so
is,
will this reinforce his narcissism because he became president? Does that reinforce it?
I don't think it reinforces it. In many ways, I think it threatens it because he bends over backwards to get people to keep telling him he's right. He's very insecure. He's done a number of things that a lot of people seem to think are good, but he needs to constantly be stroked and appreciated. Mm-hmm. And so that's why he needs to have these rallies all the time.
Sorry to interrupt you, but we're short on time here, but I want to ask you this. At one of his town halls, there was a woman that said, "Oh, Mr. Trump, you're so handsome when you smile." And she really buttered him up. And then she hit him with a question. And as soon as she hit him with the question, I thought she was appealing to his vanity at that point, to his narcissism, because she hit him with a question about, I think it was the Dreamers. And it turned out she doesn't like him, apparently, after the town hall. Some media person was talking with her, and she doesn't like Trump at all. So appealing to his vanity, does that work?
Sure. I mean, he's constantly looking for support. Every time he does something, he wants to have somebody tell him it was good. You did a good job. And I experienced that myself very much so.
Mm-hmm.
I was always looking for somebody to validate me. And the thing that's phenomenal about Trump, that's very, very interesting about Trump, is he manifests these characteristics. And a lot of people are very critical of him. But he strikes a chord with a number of people so that at this point, we don't know whether there's enough people to reelect him or not. Nobody's going to change their opinion 2 weeks before the election. There either is enough of those people who like him or there isn't. And if there is, then our country is going to go one way. And if there isn't, it's going to go another
way. Mm-hmm.
And there isn't much of anything anybody can do about it. It's an interesting phenomenon. But one comment, I know that time is short here, but one comment. I continue to have a lot of compassion for him because I don't think he's a happy camper, and I don't think that he's enjoying what he's doing. A number of people think he's doing some good stuff, but I don't think he gets a satisfaction out of it. He's constantly needing to be stroked and appreciated and validated and praised, and that's not a happy way to live.
Okay,
but he doesn't have a choice.
He doesn't
have a choice. The sad part.
He kind of boxed himself in, huh?
Well, he didn't do it to him. It was done to him. In effect, he grew up with this disorder. He didn't create it himself.
Oh, you think he had it from the start? Okay. Yeah. I wish we had more time, Larry. I'd like to have you on again sometime down the road, and we can talk a little bit further on. Maybe after the election, we'll see whether or not, narcissism or not, he gets reelected. But I want to thank you, Larry, for being with us. Very interesting.
I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me. I'd love to do it again.
Okay, Larry. Larry White. All right, we'll take our break. When we come back, get some thoughts from the proprietor of the barber poll. Stay tuned.
Guess you better slow than Mustang down.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi,
I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the TAN Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's TAN Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on Freedom Works. By the way, we come to you every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. on the great TAN Talk Radio Network. Always glad to be here. If you can't hear us live, you can hear us on podcast, thanks to Big Ed. All you got to do is go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com. O-U-R, ourfreedomworks.com. Click on the podcast button at the top. Ed's got all our shows lined up. Newest show first. You'll know who the guest is for the show. And you'll know our top 10. What more can you ask in life? Ourfreedomworks.com. Well, a recent Gallup poll finds 77% of voters said the outcome of this election between Trump and Biden matters more to them than any other election they have been through. 77%. So here we go, Andrew. Gallup says that this is the biggie. So we're going to have maybe a record-setting number of votes. We've already got early voting started. I've heard some things that, to the surprise of a lot of people, who thought that Democrats would out early vote Republicans like 80-20, it's almost closer to 50-50. What do you think?
Well, it's the biggest election in the history of this country, Paul. It's
what,
either...
Well, what about our, George Washington? You don't count that
freedom,
one?
Freedom, that wasn't an election. He was appointed.
All right.
Okay? This country okay. either keeps our freedom or we're locked in jail. We'll be nothing but puppets. Okay? We'll be paying for everybody else to live. It's ridiculous. But it is a big election. You're going to see the Trump people come out in droves, I believe. And I still believe Trump is going to win. But, you know, Paul, I was listening to your conversation with the gentleman earlier about the narcissist.
Yeah.
You know, all these people analyze people make me laugh. Who's a narcissist? Who's a homophobic? Who's this? Who's that? Who's this? You know what? It's got to be Jesus is the only perfect person, huh? Because everybody gets something pointed
at.
Well,
that's true.
But you know what? I was listening to him talk, and he said he could sell anything, but when he had to produce his work, he couldn't produce. Okay? I always say something like this to people. Never write a check with your mouth your body can't keep.
Right.
Okay? Because you know me personally. And if I say I'm going to do something, you rest assured I'm going to do it. Because you put me in the same category as Trump, just like my daughter. So I must be a narcissist.
I don't know. When I watched Donald Trump, you and I have talked about this before. You know, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and this is the greatest, and this is the worst. And then he uses a term all the time. He says, some people say. You know, and that it's him saying.
Here's a simple question.
Yeah.
Has Trump said one thing that he doesn't produce?
Well, he said Mexico was going to pay for the wall, and
well,
they haven't
they
paid for it.
They are.
Well, they haven't
they're
yet.
They're paying through with tariffs, Paul. We got money
well,
coming
China's
in from Mexico.
For the,
so
then
China's
paying
for it.
Then China's paying for the wall.
And of course they are. China's been paying some of our farmers $28 billion. Come on.
So, listen, I'm a Donald Trump fan. You know that. I've told everybody that'll listen. I've already voted for him. I voted early on the mail. But I think he's a narcissist. That's okay. I think he is.
Yeah, well, like
that doesn't mean I won't vote for him. I think a lot of people... Andrew, if you
well,
line
like
them up, a lot of people would say, yes, he exhibits a vanity or a narcissistic personality. Okay.
I guess, you know, you could look at anybody
as far as I'm concerned, with all these people that analyze people and find something with everybody, Paul.
That's true.
This is ridiculous.
But
it's these nutcases that are calling all these people things that are making people think they're these things.
Well,
they're not.
When he talks about himself more than I've ever heard anybody else talk about himself, and I've known some that do talk about themselves a lot, but this whole thing, it does. It revolves around him. Now, here's the thing. He's getting the job done, in my opinion. You know, he's getting the job done, despite all of the talk about himself all the time, which, come on, that gets tiring. If you had an uncle...
I don't mind listening to the guy.
Yeah, I know you do.
He's not only entertaining, he's putting out to the people what he's done.
I said that.
You know what? A lot of people don't believe it.
I said that. Well, I think most people aren't blind. I think most people are not blind. They can see he's doing it, especially the economy and his things overseas, you know, and the things with Israel. I mean, the guy, he's an absolute, whatever you call someone that has all the energy of everything, you know, he's got it.
Yeah, I tell you what, if this country had more people like him, we'd really be on the top, believe me.
And we'd all be talking about ourselves, right? And how great we were doing
it. It's just conversation.
I guess so. Okay, now, I want to go to another thing, this crazy debate that's coming up.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is Thursday. First of all, we got all these strikes against Donald Trump, right? We've got a moderator that was a contributor financially to Democrats. That's number one. She's a Democrat.
What else would you have?
She's a Democrat. She's known to go after people. Now we're going to have the Election Commission mute the microphones of the people that aren't currently talking. So that the other person...
I understand they're only supposed to do that for the first 2 minutes of the opening statement, Paul. That's what I understand. After that, there's no shutting off.
Well, here's what they said. Well, it says here it is determined they have to make a change to the rules. It says that during the two-minute response times, where you respond to somebody else, right? So if the first question is thrown at Trump, after Trump answers it, then Biden gets to respond to what Trump said. So during the time Biden is responding to Trump, the mute button will be on Trump and vice versa. So what do you think of that?
I think it's ridiculous. I think the whole debate council has got to be thrown away. You got nothing but Democrats on there and Republicans on there that hate Trump, number one. From 2016 to this election, have you ever seen a Republican other than Chris Wallace? Okay, do a debate.
He's not even a Republican. He's not. Chris Wallace.
He's a Democrat.
He is a Democrat, in my opinion.
And he works for Fox, but they considered him, you know.
Well, he works for a conservative network. Yes, right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Which is a bunch of baloney,
yes,
Paul.
I agree. I think that they can be very fair. Maybe should have two moderators, one clearly a liberal and one clearly a conservative. They could certainly find them. They don't all have to be liberals all the time.
It's like I told you, Paul. They shouldn't even have a moderator. They shouldn't have any journalists writing any questions. They should have a referee, just like football, in a black and white shirt, and have 20 citizens, okay? 10 Democrats, 10 Republicans asking questions, and the referee just stopping the participants.
Yeah, but even there, we can have people sneaking in on one side or the other. Here's what I would suggest. Have nobody in the audience, have no moderator, and for the first 85 minutes of a 90-minute debate, let them go after each other. In the last 5 minutes, hand each of them a pistol, line them up back to back, have each of them take 20 steps, turn, and fire. Now, what do you think about that?
That's a good one, too.
Because
that's a good one.
You would keep your audience. That's why I think that would be good. Go ahead.
But, yeah, anyway, this whole thing is a farce. If I was Trump, I wouldn't even show up.
Really?
Because you know they're trying to set him up. Yeah, either that. If they don't cut off the mics, it's one thing. This way he can get in and say what he wants. But if I was him, I'd bring my own amplifier and my own microphone. This way they can't shut me up.
If he didn't show up, you know how the media would treat that. He's a coward. He's afraid to talk about the issues.
Yeah. But look at the issues, okay? Come on. Climate control, climate change, the American family. What the hell do they come up with this stuff? We need foreign policy. We need economy. Okay, We need health care. No, the American family. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, in fact, the Republicans, that's interesting. The Republicans are petitioning, I guess you could say, the Election Commission to change and add additional time on foreign policy. And that's because they want to get in their digs against Hunter Biden.
No, they're going to get him in no matter what. I guarantee you Trump will get him in.
Oh, I think you're right. Do you think any question, are you taking bets on whether or not the moderator will bring up Hunter Biden before Trump?
No, she's not going to bring up nothing. All she's going to say is, Joe, do you like vanilla ice cream? You know, or M&M's on top of that, Joe? Come on, you guys are cuckoos. Everybody knows it. I can't believe the people voting for him, Paul.
Yeah.
They should be ashamed of themselves. They're not American.
Well, they're Americans. They just might be stupid.
There you go. There you go. See, you're learning my word.
I better be careful about that. No, I said that. That was kind of a joke.
You're a narcissist. I know it. Yes.
So,
and you're sitting next to a bigger one next to you. Ed, he's a big narcissist.
Oh,
too.
That's a huge
that.
Narcissist. Huge. So, we've got, let's see, I got to think about this. We have exactly 2 weeks from today, and you and I will be together, and Ed, over at the Republican Club on Highway 19 in North Pinellas County. We're going to have some fun, by the way, with that. And we're going to have a huge turnout there. We're going to have apparently a huge turnout in Pinellas County. I think this is pretty doggone exciting. Do you think this Hunter Biden thing is going to... let me ask you, do you think the Hunter Biden story will change any minds at all?
Well, everybody's voted already.
Well,
you
no.
You know what I mean? Most people have voted
already. You mean they
already.
Made up their
Republicans
mind?
They made up their minds. But yeah, I mean, let's face it. People already know the Biden family is the crime family. They already know it. They mm-hmm. knew that how long ago? With this whole thing when he was bribing the Ukraine. You want your money, you got to do this. They know it.
They've seen
it ahead of time. This is just icing on the cake.
Yeah. We're talking with Andrew the Master Barber. He is in possession of the Barber Poll, Mainstream America's most accurate poll. Did you hear what Adam Schiff, little Adam Schiff from California, said about the Hunter Biden story? Did you hear that?
He's got a Russian fetish.
He does.
From what I understand. He's got a Russian fetish that's uncontrollable.
He's got the Russians that have somehow, what did they do? Did they compromise Hunter Biden's computer, send it to a repair shop?
There's not a Russian part in his computer, Paul.
I tell you,
it's already
what,
been verified.
Where does Adam Schiff come up with that? He said it with a straight face.
That guy's a nut job. We all know that.
Yeah.
Russia, everything is Russia. Mm-hmm. He talked with Hillary Clinton too long.
She must have addled his brain.
I don't think there's much there to rattle.
Addle. A-D-D-L-E. Come on.
Rattle
is just as good. She rattled his brain and addled his brain. Andrew, you are always a prize. I just love talking with you. All the energy. And you may be right about this Trump going to really roll, you know, on Tuesday.
All the enthusiasm is there. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you got your Trump haters, but it's like one thing that guy did say, there are enough Trump haters to get him out of office.
Yeah.
It's that simple. I don't care if he's a narcissist, a homophobe. I'm tired of hearing all that crap.
Oh, sure.
Bunch of baloney, please. Okay. I want to know what the perfect person is supposed to be. Nobody's explained that book to me.
Well, when I get some time, I'll tell you about it.
All right, Paul.
Hey, thank you so much. And what are your parting words?
May Trump be with the American people.
That sounds good. Thank you, Andrew.
You got it, buddy.
We will talk on Friday, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. The Master Barber, there he is. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Rush Limbaugh, what he's battling, and our top 10 most popular radio shows.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. the best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tan Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question, get an answer, free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back. Final segment of Freedom Works. Thank you for joining us. Well, Rush Limbaugh provided listeners yesterday with a somber update on his battle with cancer. Recent scans showing some progression, he said. He said it's not dramatic, but still a step in the wrong direction. Now, he's been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer, and here's some of the things that he had to say yesterday. From the moment you get the diagnosis, there's a part of you every day. That's it. Life's over. You just don't know when. He said, so during the period of time after the diagnosis, you do what you can to prolong life, do what you can to prolong a happy life, and you measure a happy life against whatever medication that it takes. He said, it's tough to realize there are days where I do not think I'm under a death sentence, or where I do not think I'm under a death sentence are over. But he said, we all knew that we're going to die at some point. When you have a terminal disease diagnosis, that has a time to frame it. That puts a different psychological and physical awareness. So we wish him the very best. And Ed, do you ever listen, or have you, I know you know Rush Limbaugh, of course, but have you ever listened to his show? What do you think of him?
I've heard bits and pieces of it, never all the way through.
Never listened all the way through.
He's very passionate, I know that.
But, yeah. Okay. Well, now before we get to our top 10, Ed, the World Series starts tonight.
It sure does.
And the Rays, our beloved Rays, are playing the Los Angeles Dodgers. Are they playing it in Texas? Is that where
Yes, in Arlington, yeah.
Okay, so what do you think? I can put you out on a limb right away in this best of seven World Series. Who's going to win?
I think if the Rays win, it'll take seven.
Are you saying you think the Dodgers have the upper hand?
It's hard to say. I don't know much about them, you know?
Okay.
I know that they played well against...
They had the best record in the major leagues.
Yes, they did. So this is 1-2 going after each other, but... You know, they played well against, at times, against the Atlanta Braves, who they just beat, and then there were times they didn't, so.
Who's our pitcher tonight?
Tonight will be Tyler Glasnow.
You like him?
Yeah, I think he's the best pitcher we've got. Strange kid. You know, everything he owns, he carries around in a suitcase?
No.
Because he never wants to stay in one spot too long. Everything he owns fits in a suitcase.
Must be a big suitcase.
It is, I guess.
It must be a suitcase that's like... Half the size of our room.
And we found this other stat this morning that the great kid, Rosarina, that's blasting all those home runs for us.
Yes.
You know what he's making a year right now?
He's probably making squat. Go ahead.
$90,000.
Wow. That's unbelievable. 90, you know how much he's going to be making next year?
I would think
you might want to add three more zeros to that?
He might get a nice bump in pay.
I would think so. Yeah. I would think so. All right, Ed. Very good. Well, we're both rooting for the Rays. That's for sure. All right. Now, we were talking about Rush Limbaugh. We're going to do the top 10 most listened to radio shows. And these are current. comes from Wikipedia, so let's just figure that they're probably pretty accurate. Here we go. Top 10 most listened to radio shows. Number 10. It's the Mike Gallagher Show. It's a conservative talk show. It's on the Salem Network. And I've heard him once in a while. He's okay. Number 9. Program called Coast to Coast AM. It's a what they call paranormal talk. So it has to do with, you know, all these strange goings on in the universe. It's an overnight show. Isn't that interesting? Coast to Coast. Number 8. The Glenn Beck Show. He used to be on as a contributor when Bill O'Reilly had a show. And then he had his own show on Fox for a while. All right, number 7. The Mark Levin Show.
He's hilarious. I think he's
You like
funny.
Him? Yeah. Yeah. He's
He goes off on a rant. It's just
And he
funny.
Rants all the time.
And that the octave in his voice goes way up. Yeah, moron!
Hey, that's pretty good. You do have... You sound like him. So I watch him, and I more than I listen to him. He's on Fox. Yeah. He has his own show, The Mark Levin Show. Mm-hmm. He has some very interesting guests, I have to say. All right. Number 6. Morning Edition. That's an NPR program in the morning, AM drive time. Number 5. The Dave Ramsey Show. You ever heard of him? Dave Ramsey?
No.
Financial talk show. Financial talk show. All right. Number 4. All Things Considered. That's an NPR, National Public Radio program. That's been on for a long, long, long time. Number 3. A show called Marketplace. It's a financial news program. It's on in the afternoon. And I don't think I've ever heard it. I'm not sure what station it would be on here in the Tampa Bay area. But anyway, Marketplace. Number 2, The Sean Hannity Show. Now, he's number 1
on
in
TV.
Cable.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
In fact, he's number 1 in that spot, including non-cable, for a regular show. For a regular show. Conservative talk show. I think, it's out of New York, a network. All right. That leaves us with number 1.
So would these all be political shows? Is that what it is?
Well, these are the most listened to radio shows.
Radio shows, no formats given?
They're kind of like talk shows.
Okay.
There's no limit. It can be any kind of talk.
All right, so I'll go with Stern, I guess.
Howard Stern.
Yeah.
On Sirius Radio. All right, roll the drum, my friend. I can't believe you wouldn't know this one, Ed. I can't believe it. It's Rush Limbaugh. We just talked about him. The Rush Limbaugh Show, conservative talk show. That's probably been on longer than any of these other programs. And he's still number 1. He broadcasts in midday. And he's still number 1 broadcasting in midday. So I thought for sure you would say it, Rush Limbaugh. What do you have to say for yourself?
Well, the phone was ringing too, you know.
I know. You're actually getting. Let me tell you, Ed's doing a little engineering work at the same time, and so he's been very busy, and I don't blame you a bit. But Rush Limbaugh, and we just talked about him, and we say a prayer for him. We hope that he comes through this cancer situation. All right. We will be back on Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. In the meantime, please remember, freedom works.